It's me, Sherelle, and I'm back today. I know I have been kind of MIA with you guys, and I haven't really been present. I'm sorry about that. But I really want to talk to you guys today about something that just kind of broke my heart a little bit. So I'm not going to make this podcast super long on my way to work, but I do just want to talk about something that kind of is just sad. I feel like, so I was on Twitter, and they were talking about this YouTuber. His name's Etika. And they talked about, you know, how he was dealing with mental illness. They said in the past he had an issue where he was dealing with mental illness. And I guess the New York police had went to his house because they thought he was going to do a suicide attempt. So I guess it stopped. And then, you know, he did this video. And I saw the video. It was on Twitter. And I saw the video he did where he said the world was better off without him. He was shouting at all these people saying how sorry he was. And then the video just ends. And, you know, they say he was missing for like a week. Finally, like, I think not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, they found his body floating in the river. They said all his things were on the bridge. They found, like, his cell phone, his bag, everything, and he was just dead in the river. That story really broke my heart. You know, and it was so cool to see how he's a famous YouTuber. To see how, like, all his fans just kind of flocked to Twitter, like, oh, my God, I met you, and you were so cool. I loved your videos and all these things they were saying, and it was really sad. You know, I was like, wow. And you just never know what somebody is going through. Because a lot of times people don't always just up and say, I'm dealing with mental illness, I'm dealing with this. You know, a lot of times when you have a mental illness, you're good at covering it up. Like, you can cover it up from the world. Like, with my depression and anxiety, no one really knows unless I tell them, because I'm so good at covering it up. And no one knows I take medication to kind of help it because I don't tell them. So it's one of those things you just never know what somebody's going through. And it's funny because I told my mom this. I said, Mom, I told her about the story. She was like, wow. And I said, Mom, like, do people, you know the signs? Do they, like, when their family member is suicidal, do they see the signs? Or the family member is just good at hiding it? Like, how do people, you know, realize and see that their family member is just going through a lot? They need help. And it really breaks my heart to see so many people committing suicide and just not being happy with themselves. And I thought to myself, like, if he was going through so much, why didn't Etika, like, reach out to family and friends? Why didn't he, you know, do something? Why didn't his family and friends see these videos or see the stuff he was dealing with and reach out to him or try to help him? Like, it just really makes you wonder. And I was like, it just really broke my heart to see that mental illness is such a serious thing that we do not take serious enough until it's too late and the person is committing suicide or doing something to harm themselves or someone else. We always wait till it's too late, you know, to step in. And then by then, that person is gone. Like, I've seen instances of people have wrote on their Twitter pages, I'm going to kill myself, I don't want to be here anymore. People go in the comments and they laugh at them, make fun of them, and go, well, kill yourself, or who the hell is this person? They make all kinds of rude comments, but instead of doing that, you may not know the person, but try to help them. You know, like I tell you guys, I had an instance where I was on a site, and a guy told me he was going to kill himself, and I stepped in and exchanged numbers with him. This was like a couple years ago, and I literally talked him down from doing it. Because in that moment, I was like, I can't let this person commit suicide or hurt themselves. So I immediately stepped in, started texting him, talking on the phone with him, and he didn't kill himself because we had a conversation. I stopped him from doing it. But you have to step in, you know, and you have to, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, because you just never know what somebody is going through. And suicide is such a serious thing now that everyone seems to be, you know, getting caught up in a way. You know, it's like people aren't happy. And a lot of times, like I said, we on social media bashing celebrities, bashing known people and treating people like crap. But you don't know what that person is going through behind closed doors. They could be going through hell and back. But because you're sitting there judging them, you would never know that. So we got to be more kind to people. We got to treat people the way that we want to be treated. And you know, if you see signs in somebody who's in your family or a friend or whoever, a coworker, whoever, step in. You know, say something, do something. Don't stand back and you see these things going on and you don't do anything. And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, it's kind of up to that person to help themselves. But a lot of times when you have a mental illness, you You don't know how to save yourself. Your mind is telling you something completely different. So you got to step up and be that advocate for that person to step in and say, hey, I'm not going to let you do this to yourself. Or, hey, you need some help. You know, and it's sad because, you know, so many lives are being lost. And I just, in my mind, think about all the stories about people who committed suicide or like how Mac Miller was found overdose. And that was sad. And like how, if you ever saw the famous Jet Jackson on Disney Channel, I can't think of the guy's real name right now, but he played the famous Jet Jackson on Disney Channel, and he ended up, in real life, you know, he ended up committing suicide, and he killed himself. And he was actually on a show called Rose and Owls. It was on TNT, I think. So he actually ended up committing suicide, too, and it makes you think about all the stories you hear, not even just celebrities, but regular people on the news. Or kids getting bullied in school who kill themselves. Like, it's really, really sad. And we have to break that cycle. We have to break that stigma of mental illness, guys. Because the more we talk about it, the more we can help some people out there so that they don't try to kill themselves, that their life is safe. And I'm not going to say a lot of you guys. I've had thoughts of suicide in my mind as well. You know, I've had thoughts where I don't want to be here no more. I'm just sick of everything. I'm fed up. I've been there before, too. But I pulled myself back in, and I got myself together, and the thoughts went away. But not everybody works that way. Some people, the thoughts never go away. They stay there all day long, or whatever the case may be. You know, they just never go away until they point where they kill themselves. But it just, like I said, as a society, we just have to do better. You know, we really have to wake ourselves up and to do better for each other. Because it really just, it makes me sad. I'm not going to say a lot. When I think about people committing suicide and hurting each other or hurting themselves, I really want to cry because it really makes me to the point where I'm really sad about it. Because it just, and it makes me question a lot of things. It's like, you know, I look at and think about who the person was and wonder what they were going through. Did anyone notice? Were they okay? Were they not okay? Were they on social media? Were they not on social media? Did their families see signs and just didn't do anything? Like, I'm always wondering, you know, what's the backstory behind why this person chose to do these things? And you have to realize your life is worth so much more. So if you're somebody out there and you're contemplating suicide or you're just going through a lot, please get help. Go see a therapist, talk to your family or friends, but don't kill yourself, please. You know, check yourself into a facility. Do what you have to do to get better for you. And I know having mental illness is not always easy, and the world doesn't always understand it. They kind of pick at it because they don't get it. And not everybody will understand it. And a lot of people judge things they don't understand. But don't let that break you. You know, please just get the help that you need. I don't want to see another life lost because of, you know, a mental illness or another life gone because of bullying or anything like that. You know, it really is just sad. And like I say, it really does pose the question of you never know what somebody is going through. You know, somebody could wear a fake smile. I was doing it before I started taking back on my anxiety medication and started really taking it every day. I thought I was better, stopped taking my pills. And I started having super bad depression. I was having really bad anxiety. My thoughts were horrible. You know, your thoughts in your mind, they just weren't good. And I needed help, but I didn't know how to reach out and do it. I was crying every day. I knew something was off about me. And I went to my mom and I told her. And my mom said, you know, you need to get back on your medication. That's when I called my doctor, got back on my meds. And I've been doing pretty good ever since. I don't have the depression, sad thoughts. My anxiety still acts up a little bit. I won't lie. My anxiety is still a daily struggle. I take the medication, but it's a struggle. But as far as my depression, it's gotten a whole lot better. But, you know, you have to find the strength within yourself. You know, you have to know that your life is precious and that nobody can take that from you. You know, you have to live, like I said, live your life to the fullest, guys, because you just never know when it's going to be your last day, or you never know when you're going to not see somebody again. These are things you have to start, you know, thinking about. But like I said, the suicide thing, it really breaks me down. It really makes me sad because so many lives are just being taken. And you know, I see so many stories, and I'm in shock. When I saw that Etika story, I immediately, my stomach just dropped. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I said, really? Like, and when they first had said he was missing, and I didn't know the YouTube I'm not going to lie to you guys, but I don't have to know him to care, and I don't have to know somebody to want the best for them or to want them to survive. When I first heard the story, and I said, oh, he's a YouTuber, I went to his Instagram, and I started looking him up, and I went to his YouTube, and I said, oh, wow, he makes good content. I thought he seemed like an upstanding guy. And I started reading the story, and they were saying, like, oh, he went missing. And I was in my mind, I was like, I hope they find him, and I hope there's hope, and I hope that they, you know, the police and NYPD police were saying, you know, we're still looking for him, and I just had hope that he was gonna, you know, make it through. But then when you saw that post the next day or that night, and they said they found a body and it was his, I was like, oh my God, another, you know, and I started reading the stories that his fans was putting out, and I started seeing how he had other suicide attempts in the past, and how he just seemed like a depressed or like a sad individual, kind of like he was just going through a lot. And I was like, wow, why? And it just broke my heart reading that story, because, like I said, and if you saw this, like I said, if anyone out there saw the video he made before all this happened, it's like you just put two and two together, like, oh my God, this is dealing with a lot. And it really is sad, guys. It really is. It's just, I don't know. Like, we just have to know that our life is worth more. We really do. But, you know, I just want to talk about it or touch base on it, because I feel like I've done, I think, a podcast in the past about suicide, but I'm going to keep talking about this topic because I want to save lives. I don't want to see another life gone. You know, I want us to be more alert of how we treat people, more alert of people around us and what's going on through their minds, and look at people's sorry guys, but look at people's body language. Look at how they carry themselves. Look at if they say they're fine, or they're really fine, or they're just telling you that to get you off their back. Like, look into all these things and try to find some compassion, guys. Try to be nicer to people. And I, like I told you guys, I deal with situations at my job sometimes that make me crazy, and I try to find compassion in things that I'm going through and just try to piece it together a little bit, because I have a situation at work now that I'm kind of dealing with, and it really, it affects my anxiety a lot, but I'm trying to just find that compassion and try to throw it over my shoulders and, you know, not let it break me down as much. But we just have to not let everything get to us. We have to try to be strong. And guys, if you need medication, take your medication. Take it every day. Don't skip a day. And just try to do better, because a lot of times we say, I don't want to take that medication. I don't need that. I can function without it. But the reality is some people can do well without medication and have a mental illness, and some people can't. I'm one of those people that if I don't have my medication, I'm no good, honestly. Like, my anxiety will flare up super bad, my depression will kick in, and everything will be a mess. So I have to take medication in order to function, in order to be okay. And some people feel like they don't need it because they feel like, oh, it makes them feel funny. And when I used to take Xanax used to make me feel really funny. But now that I'm on Lexapro, I'm doing pretty good. So it just really depends what you're going through and what you're dealing with. And everybody's different. But like I said, if you're somebody who you know you need the medication, please take it. Don't skip a day. Don't say, hey, I don't need that, I'm good without it. You know, you need to take your medication and do the right thing. Not only for your sake, but for everyone around you as well, so nobody's worried about you. And, you know, to the people that can function without medicine, I commend you, because it's not always an easy thing. But if you can do it without, I commend you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you don't need that to function. But some people just do. And, you know, like I said, I think I told this story before too, but I dated a guy who was schizophrenia and bipolar. And I remember that he would not take his medication. And because he didn't take his medication, he was always acting, doing erratic things and just having horrible behavior. And I would say, why don't you take your medication? And he would go, I don't need medication. I function without it. But without the medication, he was all over the place. So I don't know if to this day he actually started taking his medicine, but it was a mess. So some people, like I said, they need it, you know. And just anyone out there, please, if you are feeling suicidal, there's a hotline, like, you know, that can help you. So please do the 1-800 hotline. That will help you guys. Look it up on Google. If you need the number or need the information, it's a suicidal hotline. Please get the help you need. If anyone out there has a family or a friend or who or a significant other that's dealing with mental illness, please be there for them. Uplift them. Try to be understanding and make sure they get the help they need. Because you have to realize we have mental illness. we need somebody in our lives who will understand us. And I think that's why I thank the Lord every day for my boyfriend. I thank God that I found somebody that gets it. You know, my boyfriend gets it. He gets it because his brother deals with mental illness. He gets it because I have it, and he doesn't judge me. You know, he sees me taking my pills. He doesn't go, what is wrong with you? Or he thinks I'm crazy. He really is supportive. We all need somebody like that in our lives that support us and don't make us feel bad who we are. So it's super important to have that support, guys. But to anyone out there, please remember your life is more important, and please, that Etika's family, may your son or grandson or whoever, may he rest in peace. And I'm sending prayers to his family. Alright guys, I'm going to end this because I'm getting close to work right now. But I just wanted to kind of tune in with you guys and talk about this a little bit. Thank you for listening. I'm signing off, guys. I will